Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can always email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com.
And on the line with us today, we have Larry Ukali Johnson Red. And we're going to be discussing his amazing book, Letter to My Young Brothers and Their Parents. That's available for purchase through Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. But people, if you want to gather everything that Larry has in store, do yourself a favor and check him out on Facebook, okay? Head on over to Facebook.com and just simply type his name, Larry Ukali Johnson Red. And that's Red with two D's. Search that. It's going to bring you directly to his page. And not only are you going to learn about what he has going on pertaining to this book, but people, get this. Larry has been putting in some work because this is his seventh book that he's written. That's right. That's not a typo. This man has six other books that you're going to want to pick up through Amazon, as I stated, and Barnes & Noble as well. So head on over to Facebook, search his name, and gather everything that he has in store. And before we go any further, I do want to quickly take this opportunity and point out that Larry was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by one of the best advertisers in the business. And of course, I'm talking about Authors Press. So listen, if you're a writer out there, you have a book that you've written and you need help moving it, I'm going to give you some fantastic advice. Contact Authors Press. I'm telling you, they're one in the best in the business to do it. And this is what they specialize in. So head on over to authorspress.com today and gather all the ways that they can help you advance your creative endeavors. And listen, it is a true pleasure, okay? An absolute delight to have Larry here on the line. The moment you start to do research on his book, you understand the discussion we're getting ready to have, okay? And I'm just going to point out that, listen, people, we're going to scratch the surface here today. We're going to capture the essence. But you're going to need to head on over to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and purchase your copies, because there's going to be so much wisdom left on those pages that we just couldn't possibly get to. But this is a celebration of Black excellence. I mean, this is an educational narrative, a motivational and inspirational narrative. I mean, it really, in Larry's words, it was written in response to the negative scholastic achievements of young Black youth in this country. Now, there are a lot of factors behind it, and especially if you come from a marginalized community, you know what we're talking about when we say that. And I personally, listen, I was blessed to come from the family that I come from. My parents were amazing at really keeping myself and my brothers on the right track and always stressing the importance of school and education. But I know, given the community that I come from, a lot of my friends didn't have that same backing. And a lot of people that I know that really are some of the closest friends that I will continue to have until my last days didn't make some of the same decisions that I had when it came to education, when it came to some of their life decisions. And I love the fact that Larry has taken it upon himself to write a book of this magnitude, because I'm telling you, this is an absolute necessity. This is something that you're going to want to have on your shelf, because it's a wonderful resource and it's going to be an even better gift for you to get for someone else to put on theirs. I'm telling you, don't take my word for it. All right, take Larry's. He's written the book. He's done the research. He's going to be able to articulate everything much better than I ever could. So this is what I want you to do. Sit back, strap in, and have your notebooks ready, because Larry's about to take us back to the classroom. Larry, first and foremost, man, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you very much for being a guest. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. It's my pleasure to be here with you, and thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Listen, the pleasure is all ours. Larry, I meant what I said in my opening. I think what you're doing here is profound. I think what you're doing here is special, man. There's really no other way to categorize it. So this is a true honor, and we're something that we're really looking forward to in terms of what we're going to be able to pick up with this short discussion, and especially the wisdom we're going to be able to pick up once we start reading those words on those pages. Now, before we jump into the book, I do think it's important to learn a little bit more about yourself and your background. So let's start there. Larry, who is Larry Ukali Johnson Red? Tell us about yourself.
Okay. First of all, I'm a teacher. Right now I'm teaching in adult school, high school diploma program. But I have taught in elementary. I've been a principal at Liberty High School in Brentwood, California, and also at the Job Corps. I was a principal, so I'm a long-term educator, and also I'm a writer, and I traveled to Nigeria as my first teaching assignment with my late Nigerian wife, and I really enjoyed it. And after coming back from Nigeria, I wrote the book Loving Black Women, because hip-hop was kind of being disrespectful, and so I had to give that respectful view. And also, I have a book called History to Destiny, A Journey to the Motherland, as well as I have a book on the Obama presidency, term one. It's called American Challenges in the Obama Era 1, and the term two was American Challenges in the Obama Era Part 2. And so I also wrote a book called Long Distance Love, and I'm sure you don't want none of that. But you can read about my experience of having a long distance love in Nigeria and how it blew up in my face. But it's all good.
Yeah, well, listen, life is filled with experiences, right? I'm here for it, man. I'm telling people, could we have selected a more perfect embodiment of a person of distinction to be on our network? As I mentioned when we first began, his book, Letter to My Young Brothers and Their Parents, is a celebration of Black excellence and what we need to do to maintain it. But just listen to the titles without even going into descriptions of his other books. You just listen to the titles and you understand that that is a theme that carries throughout all of his books, is just that pride, right? And I love that, man. I love to see it. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Larry, without further ado, tell us about your book, Letter to My Young Brothers and Their Parents.
Okay, and the first chapter, again, starts out with elementary school and for Black boys in elementary school, because so much happens in elementary school, and sometimes students are illegally moved to a special ed class without an IEP, and it even happened to me. So I'm talking about those kind of things in elementary school. And from the first day of school, the graduation should be emphasized as the top of the learning curve. So in other words, you got to graduate, young man. So you need to go in and cooperate with the teacher and do all the work, turn in your assignments on time, attend 95% of the time at least, and learn all you can from the curriculum, as well as, you know, from reading other books when you get home, especially Black history books. That should be the home reading. And again, absolutely, you have to make that difference, because we know our students have to go through a white system. But also, we need to teach them how to read from the many Black books that are being produced now by so many Black writers. And so elementary school is important, because from the day one, the goal must be to graduate, and also to learn everything you can so that you can say what you want to say. And stand up for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that's chapter one. Chapter two is for middle school. And middle school students have different challenges. However, they need to learn all the words and definitions, like elementary school, of their grade level. And these are lists that are on Google and other services. And you need to learn the words and definitions, especially in junior high school. You also must learn the sight words for junior high. And you learn to write a 3-paragraph essay with the introduction. Details will go in the body paragraph. And then finally, a conclusion that wraps everything up in the essay. And so in this book, I've given students an assignment to write about the Etruscans. Who are the Etruscans? Well, the Etruscans were people from North Africa who traveled up into Italy through Etruscany, and they helped build the first Vatican. So in other words, these, this will be a good 3-paragraph essay for a young person in middle school to write. And again, I practiced writing three paragraph essays on the Etruscans who came into or who invaded Rome from North Africa, and learned how to express yourself and complete all of your sentences. And that's a very important part of learning. You also need to know the words and definitions of math and science while preparing to graduate in middle school. So you write better to express yourself better, and you check yourself in terms of the bad behavior. You check yourself, and attendance must be at least 90%, because if you're not there every day, it's kind of hard for you to keep up with learning in the class.
Yeah.
And so these are the kind of things young boys need to know, especially when they have a friend say, hey, man, let's quit today, or let's cut today and go over here and go over there. Then we have chapter 3, which is high school, where you have to grow up and make friendships. However, you have to focus on graduation and receiving your high school diploma. Graduation must be your focus. In other words, in high school, you learn to write a 5-paragraph essay, not 3. And it's very important that you write a 5-paragraph essay that has 5 sentences that explain what you think, you know, profoundly. And as you attend every class again in high school, you complete all your homework, you avoid cutting classes, 100% attendance rate, or, you know, up that way, guarantee success. You turn into learning awareness. And so as you enter high school, you try to maintain a 95% or better attendance rate. You write a 5-paragraph essay, you know, repeatedly. Now, in the book, you get an opportunity to write a 5-paragraph essay where you would describe 3 things. And those would be the body of the paragraph. The body would be how am I going to graduate from 9th and 10th grade? Second part being how the second body paragraph being how would I graduate from middle school? And then the third one being how would I graduate from high school? Or in terms of the high school, how would I graduate from 11th grade and how would I graduate from 12th grade? You write an essay on that 5 paragraphs and you mention all of the areas that you have as temptation. You'll be able to set your goals high and achieve your goals when you get in high school. And so again, that's the third chapter. And then you have a 4th chapter, and it has a discussion about how would people deal with high school if they feel like dropping out. As an adult ed teacher, I would tell you, before you come to school to get your high school diploma after 18, you have to feed your family and go to work and then come back in when you're tired. So I know it's going to be a challenge, and so it'll be much easier to graduate when you're in your K-12, situation than it would be to graduate from high school after you have, kind of been out of school for a while. And so, again, you need to always place graduation at the top of the learning chain. However, vision and alternatives do exist. And a high school diploma is valuable, but so is an adult ed high school diploma, GED, and the school diploma test that they have now. So there are different ways to get out of high school, but you want to make sure you get out as soon as possible, like K-12, and then jump on into your life and make decisions, you know, to go to college or university, or even extend job training. But you have to plan on going to college and seeking a job training after you get your high school diploma. And if you do this, then your life is going to have many more options than if you end up in the, jail kind of situation or into the other areas that they have where they have us being unsuccessful as young black men. And I say this, even though, you know, I'm 70, I've been through school, but I just see the repetitive aspects of what happens to young brothers when they don't go ahead and get that high school diploma in high school.
Larry, I love everything that you're talking about. And listen, I can clearly see the importance behind all of this. And I think it's probably safe to assume the answer to this next one. But you know what happens when you assume, Larry, so I'm not going to do that to you. Talk to us about inspiration behind this narrative and why you felt compelled to write it.
Because I was a student that we were in my 12th grade year, we were demonstrating to get Black studies into the curriculum. And even now, we're still struggling as a people to be recognized. And so this challenge continues to challenge us. And so in the book, I suggest you reading after class about Black history, about who Black men and Black women who have achieved a lot in their lives, so that you have your heroes and you don't have to worry about being discouraged because you have a teacher that says, oh, well, you're not gifted. Because I was told I was not gifted, and yet I got two master's degrees. So, you know, we have to make sure that we encourage Black youth to continue achieving and continue studying, not just the high school curriculum, but also about our magnificent history. And so that's what guided me in my life, and I know learning about our history will guide other young Black boys in their lives, mm-hmm. as well as Black young men. You know, there's a person who I'll never forget, and his name is Rinoko Rashidi. And I met Rashidi while I was writing the book in Sacramento. He's a great brother. He's written about 30 books. And also, he edited my book. And when he edited my book, he actually read it first and then edited. And I believe that everybody should appreciate a brother like Rinoko Rashidi. And he was a real brother. And he passed away soon after he finished editing my book in Egypt, leading people on a tour of Egypt. And I just wanted to say praise to his name and pay homage to Rinoko Rashidi for editing and introducing my book, Letter to My Young Brothers and Their Parents.
You know, Larry, listen, I second what you just said, man, because I think that that is such an important aspect to bring up, because I remember being, I mean, listen, it seems like an eternity ago that I was in the classroom here, but I remember it wasn't until high school, I think it was my junior year in high school, that I was able to take an African-American history class. And of course, at that moment, it was taught as an elective. Prior to that, though, yeah. The only thing that you would hear from an educational institution was about slavery, right? And anybody who has done their due diligence and has actually explored Black history understands that, listen, man, there is so much more that we have contributed to society outside of just slavery. And I love the fact that you bring that up because that was something that really birthed a curiosity within me that followed through when I was in college and taking all of these other African American history courses. It just really sparked a love and a pride for myself and my background and my heritage that otherwise, prior to that moment, didn't really, you know, again, it wasn't something that was very well instilled upon me and those around me. So I think that that is a very important part that you bring up. You know, as we switch gears here, Larry, I want to talk about still with inspiration, but listen, when your title is written the way it is, and I don't think it was by accident, it's a letter to my young brothers. So we got that point, given all of the different chapters that you've already spoken about and the importance of, you know, getting through that K through 12 preparation for college and beyond. But your second part to it is and their parents. And I think that that's a crucial component. Talk to us about that aspect and some advice that you'd like to give not only to young brothers and sisters listening into this interview right now, but the parents of those children as well.
Yes, because again, if the parents are not involved, then our kids tend to get targeted by the system. And so your parents have to kind of stand in with their sons and, you know, visit the school, visit the principal, visit the classroom, you know, so that they do have an interest. Parents do have an interest in supporting Black boys so they can graduate. And, you know, I have poetry in the book, Spoken Word, like, you know, close the gap. Don't sit in the back and yap, yap, yap. Bridge the gap. Bridge the achievement gap. Yeah. Don't act like you don't know how to act when you can close the gap. You know, so there are things here that Black boys wouldn't do if their parents was not coming to the school to visit them every now and then. And so it is an investment, but the parents need to put the investment in first in reading this kind of book with their son. The second in the setting goals like graduation and, you know, possible gifts that upon graduation. But there's a lot of discussion a parent can give that will give motivation to the Black boy to let him know he's going to school to graduate. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to school to shuck and jive or cut. And so these are the kind of things we need to do so that our boys be more successful. And because right now, according to that UC Harvard study, Black boys have the worst chance in the world of graduating and being successful. And so our parents, we need to step forward to support our kids and make sure Black boys are encouraged to go on through with it.
People, I'm telling you, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, his Facebook site, you got to go and pick up the copies, okay? Letter to My Young Brothers and Their Parents is the title you have to pick up. Larry Ukali Johnson Red is the author. You need to thank for bringing it to your table, because I'm telling, this man is dropping gems and we've barely scratched the surface. There's still so much left to be discovered. And I know myself, right? I can sit here. I'm at the edge of my seat, and I know you all are as well. I could sit here. I could talk to Larry for hours, man. I just want to continue to go down this road, and I have to keep reminding myself, Benji, this is not about you. So you know where you have to go. Pick up your copies. That's all that's going to be said pertaining to this book. Now, Larry, I want to focus on the future now, okay? And listen, completely up to you. You can either talk about another book that you're planning on writing or another one of the books that you have in your canon, because you have six others that you've written. But talk to our listening audience about one of your other titles, please.
I'll talk about the two books that I'm working on. One book is an anthology of African Americans who have been to countries in Africa. That's Makonnen, Arthur Makonnen Sankofa out of London. I'm working with that brother on that book. And then I'm also going through all of my books and compiling all of the spoken word I've written over the six books that I have on sale at my page on Amazon.com Kindle. And also I'm pulling out a few new book pieces that I've written. And so I'm writing now a book of poetry. So I have those two things going in the future. And then going back, I still have Journey to the Motherland, my first book about, my second book, actually. I was in New York City in the late 80s, early 80s, I mean, and I wrote this book called The Black Expatriate in Africa, which I later turned into Journey to the Motherland from San Francisco to Benin City. I had the book called Loving Black Women. Again, it was to give the sister a lift after being knocked down by hip hop. And I have another book called History to Destiny through Afrocentric Poetry. So, I have my books on sale at Amazon. You can always go to Larry Ukali Johnson Red's office page at Amazon.com Kindle, and you can get right there. And I'm, you know, just going to keep on keeping on until we get there, because our struggle there has not yet ended. We have to continue to struggle to move ourselves and our people up the line.
Yeah, man. Listen, people, this is a marathon. Okay, there is a lot more work to do, and we need to prep ourselves for that journey. I love it, man. I generally like to close out my interviews offering a reflection or a spiel. It's not even right to do that in this instance, because listen, here's the thing. If this interview hasn't moved you by this point, you're asleep, okay? You need to wake up or you're going to get passed by. Nothing more can be said. If you're like me, you're sold. You know what you got to do. Larry already said it, but I'm gonna reiterate it just to re-impress it. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, check out his Facebook page as well. The book we discussed today was Letter to My Young Brothers and Their Parents. But remember, there's six others available at this moment and much more on the horizon. This is educational. People, get these books, put them on your shelves. As I mentioned when we first started, these are fantastic resources and wonderful gifts for you to get for someone else to put on theirs. Head on over there today, pick it all up. Larry, this has been a true pleasure, man, an absolute delight. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
I thought this was a wonderful interview. This is the best interview I've ever had. Thank you so much.